95.7 The Hog, Daytona's rock station, never been prouder to bring the third member of our broadcast team, Dee Snider!
Yeah!
What? The legend!
What is up? Good to be part of the crew.
Are you kidding me, man? I mean, this has got to be a dream of yours. I mean, I know you've had radio shows and podcasts and whatever else, but this has got to be a dream to do morning radio again.
You know what? This is the honest truth.
Yeah.
I miss it. I mean, you never... I remember the first day I did morning after the show, I ran to Ross Britton of the Britton Report. That's kind of inside. He was working down the hallway in the pod. I said, dude, when do you get used to this shift? He says, never.
Never.
What do you mean, never? He goes, you never get used to getting up at 4 in the morning to do a radio show and going to bed at 9. You don't never get... So anyway, I did it for 3 years, but love the... It's the audience. It's one time where we own... the audience. Yeah, you know what I mean? Everybody's tuned to the radio, and I love that.
Yeah, it is awesome, and it's great to be able to blend great music like yours and this show. And people need to know there's more great music with your voice on it. It is the Legacy, a tribute to Leslie West album, which came out last week, but we're on it now, and I am so happy to have... I love these compilations. I know you've done a lot of vocal tracks on different ones, things like this, but this one stands out to me in a huge way because Leslie West has left such a legacy in music, obviously, but then you've got... I mean, these tracks, the George Lynch track that you do, Never in My Life, I don't know that I've heard a growl in your voice like that in your career.
You know what? I mean, yeah, I've got a pretty growly voice. They once tested me, and they said that essentially my voice is white noise that I somehow form into notes.
Really?
They said this is... they ran a test on that roar. But then, you know, you go to another track I did on the record and called Theme for an Imaginary Western, which was sung by Mountain's bass player, Felix Pappalardi, and he had a very clean voice, so... I sing it very clean, and people don't recognize my voice on that track. But, you know, I'm honoring, you know, 3/4 of the band Mountain have passed.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is honoring Leslie West, of course, but also the other band members as well. But you know what? It's not about the singers on this record.
Yeah.
Though it's a who's who of guitar players.
Oh, my God.
When you start looking, and I was just... You know what? I wasn't stunned because I know the influence Leslie had. But when you see Robbie Krieger, Randy Bachman, Slash, Yngwie Malmsteen, Elliot Easton, Zach Wilde, you know, and on, Eddie Ojeda plays on, from Twisted Sister plays on Theme. It is unbelievable. And Jenny West, Leslie's widow, said basically her phone just blew up after Leslie passed. Of course, sending their condolences, but also saying, if you do anything in his memory, I want to be a part of this.
Wow. Wow. And that tells you what an impact he had on the music family out there. I mean, musicians like to hang with musicians, and you're certainly one of those guys too. So obviously an easy sell for you to do this record, but how nice was it to dig back in that catalog? Because I worked at a record store for years, and so I had an appreciation for this music that a lot of people might have never heard before. This is a new way for them to discover this band, right?
You know what? You're absolutely right, Riggs. I appreciate you saying that, because when you ask people Leslie West, you ask them out, and they go, oh, yeah, Mississippi Queen, you know, and that one song.
Right.
And it's great if everybody knows a song and they have a positive memory, but Leslie was so much more. And his influence, his inspiration was so far-reaching, and it goes beyond. It goes, obviously, when you see the who's who of guitar players on there, but, you know, when you go to, did you know that over 100 hip-hop tracks have sampled Leslie's music?
No, really? Wow.
Leslie's, the walls of Leslie's house, and I was personal friends with Leslie, covered with platinum albums from the likes of Jay-Z, Kanye West, you name them. And 99 Ways, the bitch ain't one.
Right.
That's a Leslie West sample.
Really?
When he died, I'm friends with Chuck D from Public Enemy. I said, Chuck, will you please say something to your community?
Yeah.
And just make them aware that this fat Jewish kid from Long Island, like, affected their world as well. And that's what's not known about Leslie. You know, the music people know, but the average person does not know that he touched all of them, whether they realize it or not.
That is incredible. And it is one of those strange veins through genres of music and decades, because it wasn't like Leslie, you know, did Mountain and disappeared. I mean, there was a lot of music left there. And then I remember, you know, listening to old Howard Stern shows and hearing him just sit there and talk. And I love hearing you talk and tell stories on your show. And I love hearing, you know, I always love the interaction with Leslie. But do you have a Leslie West story, like a hangout story or something great that just sticks in your mind?
Yeah, well, like I said, you know, he was my favorite guitar player, one of my childhood heroes. Got to meet him in the 80s. We just hit it off. I don't know if it's the Long Island thing or whatever, and became real friends, genuine friends. And I got to spend, like, just time with him as people, you know, so, yeah. And to get to know him on that level. But you've heard of the NAMM show?
Yeah, yeah.
For those who don't know, it's the annual, it's a convention for music companies. And so when you go there, it's the who's who of musicians are there because they're all endorsed. Well, I went with Leslie West to the NAMM show. Walking in that place with Leslie West was like Moses parting the Red Sea. It was unbelievable. Just the place went quiet, reverent. They stepped back as he came through. Of course, he's a very big man as well.
Yeah.
But at the same time, and just the awe and adoration. It goes one step further. So the NAMM Jam was an annual nightly concert event, and yeah. Leslie was playing that night. Okay. So he was sound checking. Nobody's there. Is Leslie, his drummer, his bass player, and me. So I grab a folding chair and I set it up in the center of the stage, like, you know, like an a-hole. And I'm sitting, and Leslie's, you know, he's testing his gear.
Right.
Eddie Van Halen walks out with a guitar around his neck, plugs in, steps on the other side of my chair. Now I'm talking about thighs on the sides of my chair, Leslie on one side, Eddie Van Halen on the other, and they start jamming. They start dueling. And Eddie Van Halen is not doing Eddie. Eddie is imitating Leslie because he was such a fan of Leslie West. And if he was alive today, he would have been the first one on this record. He adored Leslie.
Yeah.
Of course, now I'm sitting in the middle of this guitar god sandwich trying to figure out what is my move here.
Right.
So I'm trying to groove casually, like, you know, going, no, this isn't the call right here. Now, do I just jump up and start screaming like a girl? I said, no. Do I slip out of the chair and crawl away?
Right.
It was like the most odd thing. It's still surreal when I think back to it. The two of these gods just dueling on either side of me. It was amazing.
Wow. What a moment. What a moment. And again, coming from you, and you've seen a whole lot in your career with a lot of great musicians. That's what a cool moment. Dee Snider's with us. The record is called Legacy, a tribute to Leslie West. Dee's featured on two of the tracks. We'll talk more about the record. Stick around. Dee Snider's with us on The Morning Hog on 95.7 The Hog.